So the question was asked, what is the Tosefta? Tosefta means the addition. And whenever we deal with a question like this, we have to know that there are a few sources that are worth looking at. The first source is Rav Shri Raigon wrote a letter that's known as the famous Igeret Rav Shri Raigon, the famous letter of Rav Shri Raigon. This is one printing that we have of it. Our few versions, you could access it easily on the Bar Ilan CD, they have it. And he has it, really, he was sent a letter asking him about the fundamentals, the basics of the history of the Talmud and the Mishnah, etc., and the history of the rabbis, and he breaks it down into, he quotes the questions, and then he answers how the Mishnah was written, etc. Let's go one thing at a time. But the first thing that's worth seeing is the answer of Rav Shri Raigon that he wrote. It's what might be called the fifth chapter. The fifth issue that he's going to deal with is the Tosefta. And he writes like this. He writes, undoubtedly, Rav Chiya composed the Tosefta. And we don't know if Rabbi Chiya was exactly in the days of Rebbe he composed it, or afterwards, but we know that the Tosefta was composed according to the laws of the Mishnah. When you look at the Tosefta, you see that the Tosefta corresponds to the Mishnah. The Mishnah discusses halacha, and the Tosefta expands on it. So we don't know if it was composed in Rebbe's lifetime, was it composed when Rebbe saw it, or it was composed afterwards, but it was composed after the Mishnah was composed. And you see that the concepts, the topics that the Tosefta deals with correspond to the topics of the Mishnah, and they really expand on the laws of the Mishnah. So that's the first thing that Rav Shri Raigon tells us. Then he goes on to their other questions that are relevant to this, but they're not so relevant to our question. They're relevant to the Tosefta and Rabbi Chiya, but not to us. He quotes, he says like this, in the Talmud there's a question, who died first, Rebbe or Rabbi Chiya? They asked him about when Rabbi Chiya exactly lived, and this, he says, is unclear in the Talmud. But our rabbis seem to hold that the Tosefta was composed in the days of Rebbe. And in Rebbe's Beis Medrash, they used to read over the Tosefta. And they proved this from a story in the Talmud in Chagiga that discusses two people who were mute, they couldn't talk, who lived in Rebbe's neighborhood, and they were the nephews of Rav Yochanan ben Gudgida, and whenever Rebbe would enter the Beis Medrash, they'd come and sit next to him and move their lips, but they couldn't say a word. It was as though they were learning, but they couldn't speak, and Rebbe prayed and prayed for them, and then they were able to talk, and when they were able to talk, they discovered that these people, everyone thought they were stupid. They weren't stupid at all. They were masters of Safra, Sifri. Over there it says Tosefta and Talmud. So that's why Rav Shri Raigon's Rabbeim claimed from this story, you see, that the Tosefta was already composed in the days of Rebbe. Because the Gemara says when Rebbe prayed over them, so they when they were able to talk, then they knew even the Tosefta. So you see, Tosefta was around then. So they asked Rav Shri Raigon, what's the point of the Tosefta? If these laws are so important, why didn't Rebbe include them in the Mishnah? So he says, Rebbe didn't want to make the Mishnah too lengthy. So Rebbe took the rules, the fundamentals, and he included them in the Mishnah in the shortest possible way. And wherever he could, he encompassed many halachos with one word. Whatever he could, he encompassed in the Mishnah with greatest brevity, keeping it down to the minimum amount of words. And then Rabbi Chiya came along and he compiled the Braisos, which included all the details that you couldn't necessarily note them from the Mishnah, even though the rules were in the Mishnah. Everything in the Tosefta could theoretically be derived from the rules and the fundamentals that you have in the Mishnah. The Tosefta spells out for you all the details that you might not have figured out on your own. But basically everything you need was already in the Mishnah. So that's That's what he says about the Tosefta. Now, we're skipping. Obviously, there's a whole chapter. We're skipping around. And this is the amount that I think is necessary for us for now as far as the Tosefta. But what Yechezkel asked was, what is the difference between the Tosefta and any other Braisa? So we would say, according to Rav Shrier HaGaon, the difference is that the Tosefta are those Braisos which Rav Chiya saw were connected to the Mishnah, and he aligned them with the Mishnah in the special compilation of Tosefta. We know Rebbe composed the Mishnah, and everything that was left out of the Mishnah is called Braisa. Bra means external. The Braisa were the Tanakh quotes that were external to the Mishnah. Then Rabbi Chiya went through all the Braisos, and he found those that were relevant to the Mishnayot, those that spelled out the details that were relevant to the Mishnayot, and he composed them in the Tosefta. In the order, and the Tosefta goes according to the order of the Mishnah. So that's our first understanding we have from Rav Shrier HaGaon. The next place you should look is really the Rambam in his introduction. The Rambam spells out how Rebbe compiled the Mishnah, and then he explains how the Tosefta was compiled. And we are going to look now at another work. He quotes the Rambam, so we're going to use a shortcut. We'll see his quotation of the Rambam. This work that we're looking at right now is a sefer called Rav Pa'olim, which was written by Rabbi Avram, the son of the Gra. The Gra, one of his sons' name was Avram. And his son wrote this encyclopedia called Rav Pa'olim, which is an encyclopedia enumerating the different midrashim that have been lost over time. He says people don't even realize that there are many, many works that we no longer have. And he claims that there were braisos in the order of the Gemara that we don't have, that even the Ramban had, that we don't have. He claims that there are many, many, many midrashim that we don't have. And in his introduction, he goes through different sources proving about how the Mishnah was compiled and the Midrashim were compiled. And he says like this, he quotes many, many different types of Midrashim. And then he says like this on page 13 in his introduction. This is the, which edition are we reading? This is the Warsaw edition. So he says like this, Vida ha-korea na'im, and know, O pleasant reader, I want you to know, She'erech shar midrashim el midrash rabba, that the value of all other midrashim when compared to the medrash rabba, if you're comparing any other medrash to the medrash rabba, you should know, it's like comparing the Tosefta and the braisos to the Mishnah. Just like the Mishnah, we know halacha is always like the Mishnah, and the other braisos don't have the same halachic weight, and we don't consider them as refined and as accurate as the Mishnah. So too, every medrash other than the medrash rabba fails by comparison to the Medrash Rabbah. Sheyadua, for it is known, Mashe Kitzel BaMishnah, what was written in short in the Mishnah, Be'aruba Tosefta Ubraita, was expanded upon in the Tosefta and the Braita, and he brings a quote for that. He brings a Tanaik quote for that. That the Mishnayos of Rebbe HaKadosh were short, and the Tosefta explains things more clearly. So too, you have all kinds of midrashim that expand on certain topics. You should know that they were brought in a nutshell in the Medrash Rabbah. So that's one thing. And then he says like this. Rav Yochanan was very, very short when he composed the Jerusalem Talmud, because he assumed that everyone would know the Tosefta well, because anyone who delves in the Jerusalem Talmud knows that he knew the Tosefta's very, very well, and he assumed everyone else knew them well, so he didn't have to expand too much. That's why the Jerusalem Talmud is so short. And then later on, he says something that you won't find many, many sources for. He says like this, you should know that we've lost so many different Tanakh sources, just like we lost the 600 Sidre Mishnah that I will explain. We know there are 6 Sidre Mishnah. He says there were at one point 600 and we lost them. And in a minute he will we'll move forward, we'll skip forward to page 19, page Yud, and he says like this, the Rimegash, who was the Rebbe of the Rambam, wrote the following responsa. He said, the Braisa is its own halacha, and it's not coming to explain the Mishnah. And the Braisa doesn't come to explain words in the Mishnah. The Braisa just says what it has to say. It has nothing to do with the Mishnah. And if you find a Braisa, he continues and quotes others that say, if you find a Braisa that seems to explain the Mishnah, then you should know that there was another Braisa that said like the Mishnah, and this Braisa is explaining that Braisa. But a Braisa is never corresponding to a Mishnah. What is the Tosefta? He says, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they composed their own Shas, their own Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Along came Rebbe and said, I'm composing six Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. He took some of the Mishnayos which were in the original Shisha Sidrei Mishnah of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel and said, these don't belong in here. So whatever were in the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, which Rebbe took out, he made it a much shorter Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, those became Tosefta, that's what he says. And what were all the other Braisos? So he says, when Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel came to compose their Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, they had 600 Sidrei Mishnah when they came to it, and whatever they took out became a Braisa. Anything that they took out when they made 6 out of 600 became a Braisa. And anything that Rebbe took out when he made his 6 out of their 6, that became Tosefta. Anything that was in their 6 but wasn't in his. That's how he explains. Okay, so here we have two basic understandings as to what the Tosefta is. Either Rabbi Chiya, like Rav Shuagon says, composed Braises in the order of the Mishnah, corresponding to the Mishnah, or these were all part of a larger framework of Mishnayot of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, which when Rebbe boiled it down and took those out, they became what is known the Tosefta. Yeah?